Now, I want to show you a film that will communicate visually what I've attempted to communicate through words. You will identify with this film because here you will see these three characteristics: control, with the micromanaging, controlling, industrial age modeled person. Mr. Harold, whose boss treats him the same way, and he doesn't know anything else to do. He's like the hunter and gatherer that has no clue about farming, that you have to prepare the ground, throw the seed in, see nothing, weed, water. He has no clue what's happening. He's into an old paradigm. Every great breakthrough in the history of mankind comes from a break with an old paradigm. Max, the dog, has great instinctive capacity. 8 cylinders as a hunting dog. But Mr. Harold, who owns him, trains him in a way that the software overpowers his instinct. And he won't leave the lawn and be a hunting dog. Max, the person, little by little, becomes so codependent on Mr. Harold, and the kiss-up culture is so confusing and so full of blame that he has a broken spirit, profoundly disempowered, justifying Mr. Harold's control, which in turn justifies Max's passivity, in other words, codependent. And he also is clueless. All he can do is blame. Mr. Harold sees that, so he gives psych-up speeches and teaches them about positive mental attitude so that they think positively while they're going in the wrong direction. And then he throws a party so when he chews them out, they won't take it personally. But everything is so inauthentic, the communication, the performance appraisal system is absolutely repugnant, where one person sits and judges another, which is the fruit of the industrial age control philosophy where people are an expense. You literally see this. They're hurting terribly in the marketplace. They're under tremendous pressure to produce more for less. And Mr. Harold, the boss, tries to put this pressure on Max. And Max tries to kiss up, tell Mr. Harold what he likes to hear, comes up with a good creative suggestion and is slapped around, breaks his spirit. He becomes like Max the dog and has sold out on his birthright. And disillusionment, low trust, everyone pointing different directions for north, and utter confusion reigns. And no one has a clue what's happening. Now, after this film, you'll find it a good film. It's a fun film. You'll laugh, but it'll make you want to cry because you'll see a good representation of what's happening in so many organizations. Therefore, we have to feed you some refreshments and let you go potty. Then we come back and deal with the solution. And the solution will be based on 3 things: a new mindset, a new skill set, and a new tool set. All of which will involve a transformation inside the mind, the skills, and so forth. I think you'll really enjoy this film. It's won many awards.
The video presentation, Max and Max, is available for your viewing on the 4th CD.
It does take a long time for paradigms to die. It does. Sometimes it takes hundreds of years for paradigms to die, you know? Are we out of the divine right of kings paradigm? I mean, they wanted George Washington to be a king. And he was glad he didn't have a son because they were so used to that other paradigm. I mean, these 3 right here, It took hundreds of years to move away from there. It really did. And a lot of people have a very, very hard time. That's what kind of my point, that unless there is something that is anchored inside you that gives you your security, it's very hard to live with change and to flow with change. Now, imagine, you know, bloodletting was the way they used to heal people in the Middle Ages. And the theory was the bad stuff's in the blood, get it out. Now, just try to use the industrial model as illustrative of bloodletting, okay? What would happen if you brought TQM to bloodletting? You know, you did your variance analysis and you really improved the quality of the bloodletting unit of your hospital. You see, to you and me, it's so laughable because bloodletting is so flawed, but to a person that's deep into the paradigm, they don't question it at all. What would happen if you brought team building into bloodletting? You know, just took your entire team into the mountains and let them do free falls into each other's arms so that when they return to the bloodletting unit of the hospital, they have a higher level of love and trust and, you know, cooperation with each other. Or what would happen if you introduced PMA into bloodletting? Positive mental attitude. Or even got all of the patients into smile training so that the symbiotic relationship between worker and patient optimizes the positive energy of the bloodletting unit in the hospital. Or what if you were to bring some big consulting strategy firm into bloodletting? See, that's essentially what I think we've been doing for the last 10, 15 years. I've been aware of the lexicon of the new words, empowerment, team building, you know, and I'm not against those things. I'm in favor of total quality management and all that. But if the old paradigm is there and you put new wine in old bottles, it doesn't work. It will not work. Because the fundamental paradigm is flawed. It wasn't until Semmelweis out of Hungary and Pasteur out of France and other empirical scientists discovered the germ theory, then instantly they knew why women preferred to be delivered by midwives. They washed. And why more men were dying from staph diseases than from bullets in wartime. See, they instantly knew. That's what a paradigm does. It explains. It has high explanatory and predictive value. If we don't change this fundamental industrial model of control, of blame, and of confusion, there is no way that we're going to reach new heights and new levels. And the interesting thing is there are many examples of those who have, and they're way ahead of anyone else. And the dynamics of a global economy is going to drive this new model. I'm just trying to get you people aware of being at the vanguard, being at the cutting edge of it, and that you can, because you are knowledge workers, need to see yourself as knowledge workers. Here are the three paradigms I'm going to try to teach today as part of the solution. People as things. You manage things and people. That's the old paradigm. That's similar to bloodletting. Two, a whole person. You manage things, but you don't manage people. Second, leadership is a position, formal authority. No, leadership is a choice. It's moral authority. Gandhi had no formal authority and brought England to its knees, liberated 350 million Indians. See, we hung up on formal authority. We're into outside-in solutions. I'll bet many of us sitting here are saying inside ourselves, boy, this is good stuff. I only wish the right people were here to hear it. See? That's outside-in mindset, like leadership is a position. It's not a position. It's a choice. Management is a position. Management means formal authority, not leadership. Leadership is moral authority. It comes from deep principles which merit social confidence, build social equity, what I sometimes call the emotional bank account or the social bank account, see? Trust is faster than the internet. You make a mistake when there's high trust and it's irrelevant. On the internet, it's imprinted and you live with it. And you get a low trust, caustic culture that has political correctness as its highest criterion. Boy, you could sink yourself. But with high trust cultures, no, I understand what you mean. Come on, don't worry about it. But in a low trust culture, it makes no difference how eloquent and precise your communication may be. People are always looking for the hidden meanings. You know, they're going to reinterpret it based upon the perception that they have. And they hold those perceptions because they're protecting themselves. But look, if people have their security from their integrity toward a value system based on principles, they don't need these kinds of defensive and rationalizing processes to defend themselves. Why? Their security lies from within, not from without. Quick fix versus inside-out process. Now, those are the things I'm going to try to get in to teach. Those have enormous implications, social and economic and political implications. These are paradigm shifts. Every great breakthrough is a break with. If you want to make small changes, work on behavior. If you want to make major changes, work on paradigms. See, this is what we're talking about today. A whole new paradigm. And with that new mindset, there has to be a skill set. And that's going to be not easy to learn. It really isn't. And then the new tool set, that won't be easy to learn either.